Well, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is the 9th of December, 4:21 p.m. And I have a show. We're going to talk about some very interesting things that I found in the Might of Thoughts book, particularly about your imagining ideal circumstances. That is so important, to have a visual image of something. But before we get to that, I'm going to play a clip about 10 minutes. I'm going to play about 10 minutes of this clip. It's Dr. Francis Boyle, who's going to tell us about the dangers of this new vaccine they're going to start pushing on us. Here we go.
Reprogramming of the cells, an autoimmune response to the placenta protein, and why you're calling it a bioweapon, and then we'll unpack all this in context of what you've previously broken here. So thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. We salute you, and we appreciate your tireless efforts.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and happy holidays to all of your viewers out there. Hanukkah, Christmas coming up. I think the most critical thing now for me to point out is this. As we know, on December 10, the FDA is meeting to give this emergency authorization to these two messenger RNA so-called vaccines. Let me go back to you, Alex, to the original article we discussed in February on the proof, the smoking gun, that the COVID-19 came out of that UNC BSL-3 North Carolina with the bat queen from Wuhan BSL-4. If you have a look on it, one of the principal investigators was the Food and Drug Administration, the same people who are going to be giving this emergency approval to this, I would call, Frankenshot on Thursday, are the same people who developed COVID-19. Let me read the principal authors here. There are eight of them, in addition to the Bat Queen. Quote, National Center for Toxicological Research, Food and Drug Administration. So the Food and Drug Administration were working in cahoots with the Bat Queen from the Wuhan BSL-4. And these are the people who on Thursday are going to be giving this emergency use authorization to these extremely dangerous messenger RNAs. Now, you know, if you've taken a course in genetics, you know how powerful messenger RNA is. It goes into your body. It can do anything. It can just turn around the genetic composition of your body. We have no idea what these Frankenshots
are
going to
do. That's what the most prestigious scientists out there, we're talking chief, you know, science officers, you know, with Pfizer, are like, this could turn your immune system off or kill you in a storm of antibodies, or it could attack her placenta. I mean, this is like playing around with hydrogen bombs.
That's exactly right. And but again, the critical point is the Food and Drug Administration manufactured COVID-19 with the Bat Queen for the Wuhan BSL-4. And now on Thursday, apparently, they're going to give this emergency approval for these Frankenshots that they say are going to protect us from the COVID-19 that the FDA helped develop. I mean, this is truly evil, as you were saying in your
And I know you don't like to speculate, you'll have the floor in the next long segment, but you've got to. What the power grab, the people behind it using it, they're getting us ready for death. Gates says 700,000 might get sick or die. What is the end game of this? When we come back, the Dr. Boyle, Francis A. Boyle, is here with us. My God, I'm just, I mean, this is like It's all happening. It's totally insane. And big vaccine makers were in trouble last year, and now this is their big power grab. Or what is it? We'll get big picture with Dr. Boyle, and then he'll walk through all this and what the top scientists are saying. Okay, you're tuned in to the end of the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Francis Boyle, lawyer, researcher, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, one of the top advisors of the U.N. on this, been absolutely on target, saying what the former chief science officer of Pfizer is saying, and saying what Wolfgang Woodard, who heads up a major EU advisory board, very respected, is saying, medical doctors, that this is insane. They're like, this is so dangerous. This is so bad. We don't even are you crazy? You're going to give liability protection to something you don't even think works and can shut your immune system on or totally turn it up and kill you and doesn't even protect you but attacks the placenta? So it's not what they say it is. But we've never had a vaccine for the common cold, which is, again, similar to this virus. Look at these headlines. CNN, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. And it goes on and on. Top EU scientist warns COVID-19 vaccine linked to sterilization of women. Stubbs comes out and says, well, he said it could sterilize women, not that it doesn't. So that's their correction. Wow. So this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Michael Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, head of science operations. You know, the guy that actually runs all the science. Head of Pfizer. Head of Pfizer. It's like we have William Bennett used to head technical at NSA. He was like the number two guy. He actually ran it. I mean, that's like this is the guy that ran Pfizer, is saying, don't do this. This is a crime against humanity. Wolfgang Woodard, heads up a major commission, the chair of the parliamentary assembly of the Council of Europe Health Committee. Let's go back to Dr. Ball. I'll just shut up for the 9 minutes we have in this segment and get into what this does, how crazy it is. But just briefly, what are they thinking? Why would you commit a crime this big and get people ready for a bunch of dead folks from a vaccine? What the hell's going on here?
Well, that's one other point. I just wanted to elaborate on your comment of a crime against humanity. Yes, these Frankenshots will violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation that went back to the doctor's case at Nuremberg, where we participated in the prosecution for war crimes of the Nazi doctors.
And that Joseph Mengele stuff, and you're a world expert on this. Explain that. You're like the top lawyer when it comes to deciphering the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention. This is a blatant violation of that.
Yes, it's clearly this is an experimental vaccine subject to the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. The FDA thinks that they can opt out of it. Indeed, the last and by the way, under the Nuremberg principles, you cannot plead your domestic legal order to excuse violations of Nuremberg.
Just
crimes.
Following orders, Professor, doesn't cut it.
Right. Or, well, I was just obeying the procedures of the FDA. Right. So this is these are Nuremberg crimes. And we've been through this before, Alex. In the run-up to Gulf War I, the FDA gave emergency authorization to experimental vaccines for biological warfare agents, not as dangerous as COVID-19, but anthrax and botulism.
That's a great point. You've been involved in a lot of those cases. They allowed experimentation on the troops. Hundreds of thousands got sick. Tens of thousands died conservatively. And you're saying this is part two. So I know you only get into facts, but I want you to get into those. We'll get into it next hour. But what do you think the motive is? You're a smart guy. We're this probably the smartest.
I just wanted to follow up on that point. Yes, I was involved in the court-martial of the doctor who refused to give those shots. But those shots, out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were inoculated, 11,000 died and 100,000 were disabled.
God.
And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces.
Say that again, because people forget botulism, anthrax. So why is the medical system doing this? Is it about setting a precedent to murder people? Why?
Well, I think that's what's going on now. We're talking about population reduction. We're going back to the Kissinger National Security Memorandum saying that population reduction and control are in the national security interest of the United States. But let me go back.
I got to back you up. I know a lot of former special operations people, not just your standard, the highest levels. They go, yeah, my buddy died of a vaccine in Afghanistan. Yeah, my buddy died in Germany. They all know people that died from the shots. What you're saying is on record, too. It's like, this is crazy. Go ahead.
That's correct. Thanks.
Well, I hate to stop the clip there, but I was trying to keep it to 10 minutes. It's so interesting. Hopefully we'll pick this clip back up. If not, you should be able to get it on the Alex Jones Show, www.infowars.com or bandvideo.com. But in any case, I'm hoping we get back to this. I'm going to actually pause for a second. You won't notice it, hopefully. And return with spiritual teaching, a short section. Billy Meyer is a man who's in his, maybe he's 80, middle 80s now, I guess. He lives in Switzerland in a place called Hinterschmidt-Rudi. And he's written some really fantastic books. And one of those books is called Macht der Gedanken, or The Might of Thoughts. And this is the one that I seem to, at least when I'm going to cover the spiritual teaching, I seem to keep going back to this one again and again. And I think it's really useful for us. It helps us in many ways to stay in control of our life. And that's the thing. If you want to stay in control of yourself, you got to keep control of your thoughts, because your thoughts are what brings your feelings. The feelings grow out of the thoughts, and then the feelings start to create your habits, and then the habits eventually end up in the circumstances of your life. So you want to start at the thoughts, paying attention to what your thoughts are, and determining, is this thought that I'm thinking, is it helpful? Is it a neutral positive thought? Or is it really ridiculously positive, which is going to get me disappointed and in trouble? Or is it negative? And negative thoughts are very, very damaging. They'll also get you disappointed and in trouble. So we want to maintain this kind of neutral positive thoughts. And one of the important things to do that is to envision things. And I'm starting here on page 190 of The Might of Thoughts. Humanity should never forget or insult its dreamers, visionaries, and those gifted with imagination, because it is actually their ideals which bring progress and success for all. So keep that in mind. Imagine ideal life circumstances. It's actually, I found it to be a little tricky. So I have to think, okay, what would be different than it is right now? And imagine ideal life circumstances. The world and the life of the human being have become more beautiful because of those with a gift for imagination and because of the dreamers and the visionaries. Now, we have something called the creational natural laws. And one of those creational natural laws is called love. It's effective love, brotherly love, not romantic love. Now, one thing you could do is have a imagination or a vision about people treating each other in a loving way, or, you know, people treating animals in a loving way, or people treating the earth in a loving way. So that works with the creational natural law there. Well, there's also a creational natural law called striving, working, putting forth effort, trying to improve yourself. this is all part of the the striving, creational natural law. We want to be have a purposeful lifestyle. That's where striving fits in. So imagine a world where you're striving better and you're more efficient and you've learned more and you have, you know, you have great success. So you, that's how you use these principles with the creational natural laws. For example, work the two, the law of harmony, you know, the law of neutral positive thinking we were just talking about. Imagine a world where you have neutral positive thinking all the time, regardless of the difficult circumstances that you may have. Have the visionaries, dreamers, and imaginative ones not live, humanity would never have reached its current state of evolution and would not have passed, and they would have passed away a long time ago. That's a huge statement. If it wasn't for the people with imagination and dreaming, we wouldn't even be around. You know, and I thought about that. I thought, wow, you know, even going back to when we were maybe, you know, still evolving to a degree, and it was those people, Homo sapiens sapiens, that started developing tools first. And if they hadn't developed tools, we would probably have not survived because we didn't have a lot of the natural, you know, strength or speed or power or teeth or claws like so many of the other animals did. Dreamers, enthusiasts, ruminators, visionaries, and those with a gift for fantasy are therefore the real bringers of progress because they are humanity's truly creative and constructive thinkers. So we want to be creative and constructive in our thinking. This is from page 194 in the Maya Thoughts. Here it is. He/she always forms his thoughts according to the creational guidelines, which demand that the human being and his or her body of thoughts should be evolutive. So you have to look at a thought and you say, is this really a good thought? Or am I doing something, am I imagining something that would not really serve my own evolution? Sometimes that's hard to make a call on. Page 194. But in order to gain this progress, there must be human beings who are willing to nurture elevated dreaming, ruminations, which are like intense thoughts, real involved thoughts, almost brooding thoughts, visions and fantasies, which are enlivened by wishes and imagining. So if you're ruminating, you're having deep, considered thoughts about something. You're pondering, you're meditating on something. You're thinking about it. I think I'm going to sneeze here. So if I sneeze, please, I apologize for that. Oh boy. Anyway. Now, here's something that Billy said in Bulletin 003, Figu Bulletin 003. Well then, Figu devotees, whatever they may be, no, I always insist upon pointing out that people should not simply repeat, like a parrot, anything I say, but they must ponder these matters to think for themselves and ultimately come to their own conclusions. Well, I've got a couple matters. I have differing opinions on them, Figu. I guess that's okay to a degree. You always have to think things through and come to your own conclusions, I think is what Billy's trying to say. Now, a bad rumination would be churning over emotional upsets. And if you're having those thoughts which are repeating and they're not controllable, they're very difficult. They're running on their own, you know, they're taking up way too much of your mental thought, and then it's affecting you emotionally. You're having those kind of thoughts, then imagine a wish, dream, an ideal circumstance, and then you can get that really bad thought out of your mind. Well, Gosh, it's 20 minutes already. I really appreciate everyone that's been listening. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. And hopefully we'll be back soon.